Removing batteries from wearable tech can open it up to more people. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rahim Asandiarpour, assistant professor of electrical engineering and computer science and biomedical engineering at the University of California, Irvine, explores how to do so.
Wearable technology is some of the most widely used devices and has since become a vital part of monitoring users' health. Because of the increasing popularity, developers have started to create novel devices to monitor consumers' health, such as heart rate, pulse, blood pressure, and more. While these wearables have many positive aspects, the price and battery life make them inaccessible for many. Knowing how important health monitoring watches are, my team and I set out to research and create a wearable that would provide users with critical health data without worrying about the device battery life. We accomplished our goal by using 3D printed nanomaterials on flexible substrates to enable real-time and wireless monitoring of vital signs. To make sure our prototype solved the battery life issue, we made a two-mode device. In one mode, self-powering is through the use of nanogenerator that produces power through mechanical thumping or pressure, simply by tapping into the nanogenerators. In the other mode, wireless powering is by holding a smartphone near the device. Once the phone is near the prototype, it exchanges the data and power to and from the phone automatically. Due to the nanogenerators, highly sensitive pressure sensors, and multifunctional circuitry, the device is able to monitor and deliver health information anytime, anywhere. The prototype's battery-free, wireless, on-demand health monitoring features, combined with the low-cost 2D materials, has the potential to help both customers and first responders during emergencies. Our prototype has the potential to disrupt the wearable technology industry and allow technology and healthcare finally be accessible to all.
That was Rahim Asandiarpour of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.